Appreciate the warm, warm words of Rav Waxman, and says zechut to be saying yeshiva with Rav Waxman. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, tonight we're going to deal with a focused issue, basically cutting to the chase, a machloket between the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. If there are nine people who are awake and one person is asleep, can you be mitzaref the sleeping person for minyan, for chazarat hashatz, for kedusha? And side point of this will be: what about laning for kriyat haTorah? If nine people awake and one person is asleep, can we count the person for laning as well? That's the major thrust of the shiur tonight. While we're doing that, we'll deal with the global issue. What exactly does halacha view a person who is asleep? That's the major hakira of the evening. How we magdir that? And then there will be a minor machloket between these two points. And also we'll do a bissel metaphysical things. What exactly is the geder of a person sleeping? Is it positive or not so positive? Okay. In terms of introduction, let's take a look at three sources before we get to the major sugya. Okay, the first one is Yevamot, Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph. Now we know, generally speaking, there's a special Yotzei Min HaKlal that when a person, in the case of Yibum, when Nebuchadnezzar, a person dies childless, and his brother has either do Yibum, marrying his wife, the widow, or doing Chalitza. Now, the halacha is Yibum, which is having relations, is no shtar and kesef, diuraita, in terms of Yibum. It's just bia, diuraita level. If a person is shogeg, or mazid, or ones or ratzon, he is kone the yavama. But there's an exception. Says the Gemara in Yavama, top right, yashen lo kone b'yavimto. If a person had relations with the almana of his brother, and he was asleep, he's not kona her, says Rashi. Yashin lo kona, the yashin lav bar dat, velo hava kinyano kinyan. He's not cognizant, his dat is not here, and memela, a kinyan in the yavama is not chal. Okay, that's Rashi. So the question is, what exactly, how much out of the ballpark is a person who is sleeping? So, says the Yavitz, the Rav Yaakov Emdin, he says the following fact. Habal isha b'sheina v'yalda mimenu. If a person was asleep and had relations and had children, nire delo kiyem a mitzvah. He's not the kayem puravu. D'yashen lav bar dat hu lagamrei. A person who's asleep is totally out of the ballpark. He is not here. Now, it goes both ways, for zechut and for chovah. Lo la mitzvah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. We already saw he's not mekayim yibum. The lo la vera. And if he chalila didn't avera, he was sleeping with the wrong woman, when he was asleep, he doesn't get avera. Lo niskar, there's no schar, velo nanash, there's no onesh. Oh, and then he says, we'll skip this very quickly, he says, that's the chiluk between Amon and Moab. We see from Rashi, quoting Chazal, in Parshat Vayera a few weeks ago, that lo yada v'shachba uvekuma, that when Lot became drunk, he was under the influence in a big way, he did not know what was about to happen, but when he woke up, he realized it. And it didn't stop him from drinking again the following night. Therefore, says Rav Yaakov Emdin, a great big chiddush, because Lot was totally asleep and was totally gone, so to speak, when he had relations with Moab, he was not Mekayim Puravu. But by Amon, he had some doubt, because he knew what was going to happen when he drank, and therefore he was somewhat in the ballpark. Therefore, he was Mekayim Puravu by Amon. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Emdin, the great big chiddush, throughout the Torah, Amon is written in the Torah before Moab, even though Moab was from the older mother, from the older sister. Why? Because the zchut of the mitzvah, puravu, or shevet, if you want to call it that. By Moab, because he was totally asleep and didn't know what was going on, there's no kiyum, puravu. By Amon, where he was somewhat cognizant of what was happening, he was mekayim, puravu. And therefore, in the zchut of that, the Torah counts Amon before Moab. So what do we see from here, Kavir Yaakov Emdin? One second. A person who's asleep is mamish out of the ballpark. No schar, no onish. Yes? Oh, yes. Okay, so it could be two answers like that. Is that there's four mamon before mamon har Sinai, and then the chukim were different than now, And the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about those mitzvot which were to even the Jewish people after Mamad Har Sinai, those things only said to Goyim and not repeated, and which were repeated. So it could be that at that time, the Isurei Kurva were different. It wasn't adultery, so Isurei Kurva were different. The second one was that they thought that that was all the end of mankind, and nobody else was alive. So at least it could be that they were shogeg with Bar Mitzvah, they might have made a mistake, but their intentions were good. Great question, though. So it could be as well that also, as I mentioned, may was in Puruvu, come even Shevet, Lola Tovara, Elola Shevet Yisara, to fill up the world, and therefore in terms of that, could be Skarv. It's an excellent question. Now, one more, let's go learn some Kachim right now. Any Kohanim amongst us? Any Kohanim here? No Kohanim? All right, we all know that Baruch Hashem Kohanim Duchen here, and Mizrach Hashem Meheri Ben Emikdash, soon the Kohanim, when the Beit HaMikdash will wash the hands before doing the Avodah. Says the Rambam in Hilchot Biyot Mikdash, Ein HaKohen Tzarich L'Kadesh Ben Kol Avodah V'Avodah, Ela Pam Achat Mikadesh B'Boker, V'Oved V'Olech Kol Yom Kulo, V'Chol Alayla. Kohen gets to the Beit HaMikdash 6 o'clock in the morning, does Kiddush Yadayim V'Glayim from the Kiyur, he works straight till 11 o'clock at night, that's enough, he doesn't have to rewash his hands and feet. But, says the Rambam, on a few conditions, V'hu, Shelo Yatsa Min HaMikdash, he couldn't go out to have Shvarma at some place in Geula, V'lo Yishan, he can't take a Shluf, V'loya Tomayim to his needs, V'loya Siach Dato, he can't have Hesach Adat. V'im Asa Echad Mi'arbatan, Sarich Lagzor U'Lekadesh. If any of the four things, he took a lunch break physically outside of the Beit HaMikdash, he has to rewash his hands and feet. Now, why is it that if he sleeps, does he have to rewash his hands and feet? Says the Kesef Mishnah on the right. V'lo yishan v'lo yitamayim v'lo yisiyach dato, hetzach adat mivuar sham, u'memela mashma l'shena distam yashen mesiyach da'ato. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo, otherwise known as the Beit Yosef in the Machaber, that if a person goes to sleep, that's a byproduct, it's a totza'ah, it's an outcome, it's the same thing basically as hetzach adat. And because it's hesach adat, a lack of concentration, therefore you have to rewash your hands and feet. Now, hesach adat, we see in Hachot Seuda, it might be machayev making a new bracha. Basically, you are around, you have a little lapse of concentration, so you make a new bracha. But generally speaking, hesach adat doesn't mean totally out of the ballpark. You're here, but not completely here. The Sfat Emet, yes, yes.
Isn't that a little hard to read into the Rambam?
Excellent. Svatai Mishak Meshiv Dvarim Nechochim. Gevald. You said it very, very well. And because what's your first name? Zach?
Zach.
On the ball. On the money. Because according to what the Kesef Mishnah is saying, the Ram should say, V'lo Yishan, V'lo Yisiyach Lato, have them together. In between, as a person taking care of his bodily needs. So it's mashma, it's different, it's a different thing. The Sfat Emet says like you, Gevald. Says the Sfat Emet on the left, because the Sfat Emet, he also wrote, besides on the Torah, from his Tishin, he had in the Gemara, he has on Moed and Kadshim. Says the Sfat Emet the following thing, top, bottom left, on the left. Ayin Barambam, the Yashen Tzarech L'Kadesh B'Sheinit, V'Kesef Mishnah Katav Mishim Hesach Adat. V'lo Mashmakein Barambam, the Katav Yashen, oh, Yisiyach Dato. Or, Mashmakein something else. And as we said earlier, there's also something else in between. Therefore, the Sfat Emet disagrees with the Kesef Mishnah. And what does he say? Let's look at the bottom left. The Yesh Lomar Atam Dehavi Ki Yatsa Lachutz. When a person goes to sleep, it is tantamount to geographically leaving the Beit HaMikdash, going to Machov Malcha Yisrael and Geula, and getting a shvarma for lunch. Dehanefesh Yotzeit Mimenu Bishat Sheina. That the person's nefesh is neshama, whatever you want to call it, something very internal and very intrinsic, it leaves him. So to speak, the person took a trip when he is asleep. So the Sfat Emet, he sounds like the Rav Yaakov Emden, not like the Kesef Mishnah. That basically, according to Sfat Emet, when a person is asleep, he is not here. His cells and molecules are here, but his essence, his neshama, whatever you want to call it, took a trip and is not there. We know at the highest level of the person is a fact. He can speak and that a person can think. When a person is asleep, he can't do that, not in a rational sense. Therefore, he is not here. So, as opposed to Kesef Mishnah, who understands that sleep, you're basically here, just there is some Hesach Hadat, Rav Yaakov Emden and the Sfat Emet, they learn you really are not here. Okay, let's learn our sugya in terms of davening and laning. There's the Dakdama. Says the Gemara Masechet Brachot. We can't include them for a zimun. A little baby in a carriage, in a crib. We can count them for a zimun. Wait a second. That we cannot count them is against the Mishnah. Who the Amar Rabbi Yossi calls like who? Rabbi Shimon Levi. Don't Shimon Levi. For a zimun of three people, for 10 people, he can make him a sniff, a branch that we can count the katan, the little baby for that. Okay, because as you know, 10% is not as blatant as 33%. Okay, so we don't pass in this way. We do not paskin like Rabbi Shulban Levi, but at least we have somebody in the Gemara who says this opinion. Now, let's see the Beit Yosef, otherwise known as the Kesef Mishnah, otherwise known as Marana Mechaber. Katuv Vagot Meimaniot, Perek Chet. She'im Itchil Achadet Palel Levado. One person, let's say, is ahead of the game. The Ein Yachol Lanot Imahem. He can't say Kedusha with the people. The Ein Kan Ela Tisha Shiuchlu Lanot, and only 9 people who can answer kedusha. Let's say Afilo Achi Mitzdarefi Mahem. He's counted. Why? Tichtiv V'Nikdashti B'Toch B'nei Yisrael. And the Dvarim Shebekdusha need B'Toch B'nei Yisrael is 10. Akol Asarad B'nei Kedusha Nidu. Whenever the 10 people that the kedusha of Klai Yisrael can chal on. Shechina Shaya, the Shechina Retz, and therefore, even though he is in the middle of, say, Ubnei Yushalayim, he can't verbally participate, but is the Shechina Shaya in this person? For sure. Therefore, he can be counted with the other 9. And I'll prove this. Veteida! I'll prove it to you, says the Gomim on the Yod. Mikatan Mutal Barisa, the little baby. Dimitztaref, Levi Shua Ben Levi. His corruption levy counts. Vafilu leman de polig. Even a person who argues zeh mishum de lo yad lemu varchin, because the child, the 1-year-old baby, has no understanding of who we're giving a bracha to. Vav bar kedusha hu. The kedusha is a chal. But a person who's awake in the middle of Shemona Esrei, of course you can count him. Then he says, however, it's best to wait a little bit till he finishes davening, count like that. But what do we see from here? We didn't get everybody's awake. So far, everybody's awake. You haven't still sleeping yet. All right, but what happens if a kavah chomer? If there's an opinion in the Gemara, even though we don't pass them like it, but which holds that a 1-year-old baby can count, certainly a 27-year-old fellow who's with it but is just a little ahead or behind in davening, certainly you can count him. Now, bottom line. When we come amad Mori Harav Gadol Marav Ben Yaakov Beirav Zechet Zak Levrach Lachayim Maba Sheim Hayachad Me Yashen. If a person sleeping, Mitzdareif Imatisha LeKadishu Kedusha DeKevan DeIka Asara DeBnei Kedusha Ninu. Because seeing they have 10 people, the Kedusha is with them. Shapir Sharya Shchinta Alayu. Shapir, very well. Shapira means something very good. Shapir Sharya resting the Shechina with them. Okay, because what's the yisod? V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. You need 10 people at the shechin, for the shechin to be shorah, which is a matir, which enables us to say dvarim shebekdusha. So if a guy's asleep, wait, he's not a holy yid, so you can count him. Now, if the 2 people sleep, it's very blatant. You have to have some type of das here, some type of intelligence. But one person, it's enough. If Shimon Levi can count the baby, even though I'm passing away, certainly a person who's awake but is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei ahead of us, or a person who's asleep. Well, he's not a fellow holy yid. Of course, you can count him. Now, this is something very, very, very remarkable coming up. Then he quotes the Agura, holds this way, and then look 3 lines to the bottom. Mikomakom, look at this. Chazinan, we notice, the Nagu Alma, the Olam is Noheg, Litzareif, Afal Pisha Mesichan Sichat Chulin, that even though people are talking about the stock market and texting each other, we see that the Gabbayim count them. Afagav delibi megamgi. Maybe that's not so right. However, we could be somech on this. So again, gets the point that even if you have some people who are talking, we count. Certainly, person who's sleeping, you can count. Now, here's a one very important point. We said that globally speaking, what's the major thing? A person sleeping, is he basically here or is not here at all? The Kesef Mishnah is the Beit Yosef and the Mechaber. He holds that what's the problem about a Kohen who fell asleep in the Beit HaMikdash? Is Hesach Adat, which is basically is here. So how's the Mechaber pass? And let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Hey. Im Yichil Achad Mi'asar Litpalel Levado V'Nichol Anoti Mahem. Shu Yashen Afilu Hachi Mitzdareif Imahem. All right, so here in the Beit Yosef, he brought down all the opinions. And here the Mechaber paskins that yes, a person who's sleeping can be counted for Kedusha, for Kaddish, and Dvarim Shebekdusha. So not only you bring down the opinions, he paskins this Lahalacha. And Lechura, this is Lashitato. That what? Because the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchot Beit Mikdash holds a person who goes to sleep is Hesach Adat, which is basically you're here, you're not completely here, but basically you are, therefore you can be counted. Okay, now the Taz is going to attack the Beit Yosef on three different points, and all three points we'll see the Machloket. All right, so the Taz is like this. He quotes the Mari Beirav. Let's take a look at the fifth line, which is underlined. Fifth line, fourth word in the line, V'hu b'yater tamua. I'm amazed. Anan lo kaim lo kaim shuvim levi. We don't go like shuvim levi. One second. Mikomako. Okay, now to the line after that. The end of yoter mizeh shenidma milta lamilta. We're comparing a sleeping baby. We're comparing a one-year-old baby, a tinok barisan, his crib, to a person who's asleep. Mash yishlamar alav dilma. Perhaps shani yashen shugar mikatan. That a person sleeping is worse, is deficient, is inferior to an awake baby. Why? The ain bo kedusha. The person is asleep. The salka mine. What does he say here? The salka mine nishmata v'lahava b'chal kedusha. When the person is asleep, the neshama leaves him, and there's no kedusha. The time tama demota. The time of mavet he has for ruach masafta and a spirit of tuma shayet alayu. Now, so it's like this. We say that you 10 people, you have Dvarim Shebekdusha. But now, why do you wash Negovas until you dive in the morning? There are a lot of reasons. You're in a Chadasha, you're married for davening. Another one is, there's a Ruach Tumah on us, which happens when we sleep and the Shema leaves us. So says the Taz, you want to say that a sleeping person can count in order that we have a minion to say Dvarim Shebekdusha, but we punish Olam. This person, there's a Ruach Tumah which is emanating from him. A person is sleeping. It's not just the fact that he's parv, that he's not learning, he's not davening, he's not doing mitzvot. Therefore, it's not positive or negative. No, it's negative. Once the kedusha leaves, even though it might be for 6-7 hours, he's going to sleep for 40 minutes. Then the tumah comes right in. You want to count the person who's in the state of tumah in order to say dvarim shebekdusha? It's counterintuitive. It can't be. So that's a metaphysical kasha. Oh, and also he says like this. There's another kash as well of od katav. Let's take a look 4 lines to the bottom. No, I'm sorry, not 4 lines to the bottom. And he continues the tuni el niotai. The fil b'shuvim levi modil of his tarif kevan de efsher la iroto mishenato lama nitzareif oto kishu yashen lechachila. A person who's sleeping can be woken up. There is a ready. There's a remedy at hand. The person's asleep. Wake him up. He can become awake and he can answer. Velo dami lekatan shiyev shala sato gadol. Whereas a child is 1 year old, you cannot make him 13. Like right now, Rav Vlad Yosef, Zekatak Lefracha, he was a child prodigy. But still, when he's 4 years old, they couldn't count him for a million. Either at 4 years old, he knew more than people at 20, fine. But you can't speed things up. So according to Taz, don't learn out from a 1 year old baby to a 28-year-old sleeping person. Because a 1-year-old baby, there's nothing you can do to speed things up. You have to let nature take its course. And according to Shimon Levi, because there's nothing much you can do, it is what it is, you can count them. But a person who is an adult, who's asleep, the fact that we are able to wake him up has to be acted upon. And if it is not acted upon, it doesn't work. Whereas the Beit Yosef would say the exact opposite. That the mere fact we have potential of waking him up It's as if we already did it. We see in the halacha, Rabbi Shimon, many Mishnayot holds that anything kolak omid lepadoi kepadoi dami, something which can be redeemed, it's if it's been redeemed. Or in chol kachim, kol omid lezarek, which can be thrown in the dump, can be thrown in the mizbeach, kezarek dami, it's been thrown already. So the mamish is machloket here. Something which can be rectified and is not rectified, does that make things better or worse? According to Beit Yosef, you have an adult, he's asleep. Now, and that's not that bad, because the mere fact we just snap our fingers, the mere potential to do it is already as if it's done already. It's biyado. It's the potential is here. Therefore, it's a kal vachomer. If a one-year-old baby who we can't speed up the clock in another 12 years is a gadol, in the meantime it's not, we still count him, certainly an adult, we can wake up, we should be able to count. And the Taz says exact opposite. When we can rectify something and we choose not to, it doesn't work. It's not going to help. Masha Enkein, when you can't speed up the clock, it's okay. So that's the two kashas of the Taz on the Beit Yosef. Let's just finish the third thing. He talks about people who speak. 1 second. People who speak in davening, they're counted. 3 lines to the bottom. Goes that the Heach Nevi Rayim Neshotim. How can we take proof from an imbeciles? It's really, really horrible to count people when they're talking and davening, and don't bring any examples from that. All right, so basically speaking, Lechura, the 3 points of contention between the Mechaber and the Taz. In a global sense, a person who's asleep, is he really here or not here? The Mechaber, like the Kesef Mishnah, same person, says, basically, it's here. Moses has Sukkadat. He basically is here. You can count him. Whereas according to the Taz, Lechura, he's in the camp of who? In the camp of Rav Yaakov Emden and Sfat Emet. You're gone. You took a trip. You are not here. There's no way of counting you. That's the global issue. Now, then there's a minor machloket. If you can wake somebody up and you decide not to, does that make things worse or better? According to Beit Yosef, you can basically, the fact that you could wake him up, as is if you're already waking him up. Whereas according to the Taz, exact opposite. You could wake him up and you don't, doesn't count. And the third thing is metaphysical. How can you count somebody who's sleeping has Ruach Tum upon him? All right, what does the Beit Yosef hold? We'll see soon. Yes?
Isn't there an idea that one only has to wash their hands after sleeping for a certain amount of time?
Oh, yeah. Okay, excellent. What's his name?
Yaakov.
Yeah, very good point. Okay, so the Maisa, the Poskim, there's Gemara in Sukkah, which is a Sheinat Arayin, Sheinat Keva. So, and the different Gedarim by Tfilin, all right? So, Lechura, a lot of those Gedarim would apply here as well. To the Greek, Yechol Neot Shekeng, that's Enachinami, that should make a difference here. But here, but the Maisa, neither the Beit Yosef nor the Taz mention Sheinat Arayin, Sheinat Keva. Good point. Now, in the metaphysical sense, let's take a look in the Mari Asad, who is one of the Hungarian Gedolim, and he goes to bat for the Beit Yosef. We're doing metaphysics right now. Because what does the Taz say? If you're asleep, there's Ruach Tumah. So how can you count the person for a minion, for a Darvish Bekdusha? So let's take a look in the Mari Asad, left side of the page, the right column. 6-7 lines before the bottom. Umashik she'ora zeharaya d'lam... I'm sorry. 4 lines of them, I'm sorry. Chada, hagu faminolan, dilma, hai de zoar, the zoar which says a person is asleep, the zoach tuma, dilma, hai de zoar, davka biyash nichini mari. A person who went to the dormitory, fell asleep by himself, ruach atuma. But get ready for this. Of al kahai gavna, but in this case, shayu asara, the 10 people in shul, good place to be. Ushchinte shar begavai, the shchina is shara amongst the Jewish people. One person fell asleep. Get ready for this one. Lo azla shchinta minayu. The shchina didn't leave because there's a holding action here. Umemela nisharba nishmato. The neshama stayed. Kevan the shchinta taman. Taman is sham. Tafne Aramaic, switch from the shin and the rib. So taman in sham. The shchina is there. Velo shalta sharuach mazav da klau. The ruach of tuma did not apply. A filth did not apply at all. So we have a big machloket. Everybody agrees a person's asleep and goes to sleep. One person is by his own and falls asleep. Ruach tuma. But if there are 10 people where there's kedusha here and one falls asleep, is the kedusha of the klal, does it contain the kedusha of the one person who fell asleep? According to, 1 second, Zach, right? 1 second. According to the Beit Yosef, the sleeping of Yisad, the kedusha stayed because the rabbim saves you. And therefore the kedusha is still here. Whereas according to Taz, it's not going to help. Yes?
Have a riot from the
Oh, it's a chiluk. It's a big chiddush. It's been looking and yeah, it's such a big chiddush. He himself is not sure about it. One second. Says this is, and there's va'od. Give you a second. Va'od. Inami sakus matin meshmati. He says, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my chiluk in the Zohar is wrong. And even if you're with 1,000 holy yidden who are learning and davening, and you fall asleep, the ruach does go away. But then he says, my hobby. So what? Hooray. Get ready for this one. Avarian over Avera Yochech. A person who cuts in line for the bus, eats cheeseburgers, and doesn't pay taxes, just taxes. Shigamkin idea chait nesat nishmato. Now, if you say when a person's asleep, then Shama leaves, certainly when he's doing chait. In other words, his physical body, his emotional state, but then the Neshama, which is the highest level, as Nefesh HaChaim speaks about, that took a trip. As bad as sleep might be, certainly eating a cheeseburger, not paying just taxes, and cutting a line in the bus is much worse. When we call Makom, Mitzdareif, Dafa Bishachata Yisrahu, Chata Achan did a chait, and what does the Pasuk say in Yeshua? Chata Yisrael. Right? What do we see from here? That Yisrael Fishachata Yisraelu. As Rav Kook explains, that the Kedusha Skulit, the Pintala Yid, stays. All right? Now, generally speaking, unless a person Khalila married out, something like that, we give aliyahs even the people who are not in the highest level. We count them for a minion. The Karina Bevnikdash Tikitoch B'nai Yisrael. Vachinami, a person sleeping, Yashem Nehi, even though the Ruach Mesava Shaya Alei, that the Ruach of Tumah is upon him. The Salka Nishmata, his Neshama took a trip. Yisrael, Mikrin Lekol Devar, still a fellow Yid. Vasur Laziko, you can't damage and harm him. The Ika Kiddush Hashem. So, Vazimir Yassad, he says 2 points. He says, A, it could be that the Kedusha still is with him. Because once there's a Rabbim of 10 who are sleeping, it's a holding action, and the Kedusha stays within the person sleeping, which is a big Kiddush in the Zohar. And then Maria says, you know what? I'm willing to grant to the Taz, the Kedusha left is Ruach Tumah. But, don't tell me that a person who's sleeping is inferior to a wide awake person having a cheeseburger. And yet, we count people eating cheeseburgers for a minyanim. We do that. I'm assuming it's the tayavo, and he doesn't want to separate some klai Yisrael. So if we count that person who's awake and there's a veris for a minyan, certainly we count the person who's asleep as well. What's your first name? You had a question. What's your first name?
Joy,
please. Oh yeah, fair. So luchora, there the Mariasat thing would not work because he says that once you have 10 people awake and they still are awake, it's a holding action. But if they all went to sleep, oh, that's a good question. Asking well, because how do we learn? Is that the 9 holds on to the 1, or that more the fact that there are 10 to begin with? And if the 10 to begin with, they all fall asleep. Maybe the Kedusha stayed. Enochem is a good question. Right, good question. Yes.
Mariasat is also assuming that someone who doesn't have neshama is on a equal to higher level than someone in
the
shaman is
there. Right, exactly. And there's two things. There's milchigs, fleshigs, and parf. All right. Now, I eat meat. Any vegetarians here? Any vegetarians here? I have a lot in the family, so I'm not being anti. But let's assume for the time being that milchigs is the highest level. Milchigs is positive. Let's say fleshigs is negative. Just saying. All right. I eat schnitzel. Okay. And parf is smack in the middle. Okay. So basically, person doing mitzvahs is milchigs. Doing averis is fleshigs. Not doing anything is parv, okay? So, if you want to say a person who's asleep is parv, and even once there's ruach tumah, all right, but it's a dormant type, but the person's doing averis left and right, it's much worse than a person who's asleep. And yet we see, except with very rare exceptions, we do count to make a minyan, we are willing to count lots of people, because say Yisrael fi shachat Yisrael, who don't tell me a person who's sleeping is the less level. Okay. Okay, so now there's a bit better in physics now, as we say, Ein lanu esek ministerot, all right? That's a lot easier to talk about the global thing. Is a person asleep? Is he really here or not here? And the minor machloket, if you can rectify something or not, that's easier to understand. I can't claim to know the chilukim of when the Ruach Tumah is here or not. This is an interesting machloket between the Maria Stad going to bat for the Bet Yosef and the Taz on the other side. Okay, now, before I say Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to sum up. It was something very interesting. The Prima Gadim says that even the Mechaber, who says that you can count the sleeping person for davening, it doesn't work for Pesuma Nisa. For things like Pesuma Nisa, like the Megillah, we have to have real awake recognition of the Nes. If a person's asleep, He's not there. So even the Mechaber would be that. Then the Prima Gadim says, he's mistapek. What would the Mechaber hold by Duchen? If we need a million of people for Duchen and for Nesiyat Kapayim, let's say one person's asleep, does it work or not? And he doesn't have an answer. That's the shir within itself. We're not going there right now. But, he says, what about laning? Nine people awake and one person asleep. Can you count them or not? The Bir Halacha is Machriya. The Chavis Chaim in the Bir Halacha says, even according to Mechaber, who is makel by davening, he is machmir by laying, he would agree to the taz, if you have nine people awake and one person asleep, you cannot lay. Question is, what's the chiluk? So I want to say two svaras why Kriyat HaTorah is more machmir than the tefillah. So I was just, previous trip to America, I was zochah to be at Imayif and Tinak, B'nai Sharon. There's a wonderful fellow named Manny Adler. He himself went to KBY. His daughter married a Shalvin boy named Jonathan Teitelbaum from Denver. So at the wedding, I was zochah to sit next to Rav Daniel Feldman, who we're related to, actually. Amachutin is his first cousin. So he said the following shot. Rav Soloveitchik writes that part of laning is a reenactment of Mamed Har Sinai. And the Gemara learns Masachet Brachot. It was awesome. It was frightening. It was awe-inspiring. And therefore, at one stage in history, a Balkari couldn't learn. But the point, though, is that Kriyat HaTorah, Mamed Har Sinai, is very awe-inspiring. It's a serious thing. It's very frightening to a degree. Therefore, if laning is a reenactment of Mamed Har Sinai, then you have to really be awake. Because even though it's difficult to be every time, every Sheni v'Chamish and Shabbos, to be on the level of Mamed Har Sinai, at the very least you have to be awake. Okay? So according to that, that's one svara. Why Kriyat HaTorah, the Mechaber, would agree to the Taz that a person asleep cannot count. That I heard from a Feldman. And another svara is the following thing. Okay. Let's say there's a Shliach Tzibor who Nabuch hates somebody in the Tzibor, and the guy in the Tzibor returns a favor, hates him. Is the person in the Tzibor Yotze with the tefillah of that Shliach Tzibor? No, because he's a Shaliach. And Shaliach have been on the same page. And if Chas v'Chalila, there's hatred there, it's not going to work. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the son of Rav Chaim, the father of the Rav, and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, was asked a fine question. It's time for laning, and it's about Kori. The person said, Kvod HaRav, I hate him and he hates me. So should I be choshesh that I'm not yotzei in Kriyat HaTorah? Because the same thing as a Shliach Tzibor. Rav Moshe said, don't worry about it, it's fine. You're yotzei. Why? Let me ask you a mashal. Let's say there's a Rebbe in a classroom, and there's one student who's a mamish, an Eloi, and there's another student who's not so much of an Eloi. And the Rebbe, he detests the Eloi, I guess maybe it's a fet to him, all right? He detests the Eloi, and he really likes this Talmud who has difficulty in comprehending. So the Rebbe says, beginning of Shir, you know what? I'm about to give Shir. I give Rashi Tosfot, and Rekiva Eger, and Rav Chaim's, and Sos and Sivas. You know what? You in the corner, you Eloi, you, I have kavana that you should not be Yotze Talmud Torah. And you over there, I know that you have difficulty understanding. I have kavana, I'll be Yotze you of Talmud Torah. This makes sense? Absolutely. It's Dvar Metalim. It's not Chal. Why? Because the whole idea of Talmud Torah is you have to comprehend and understand. And the first Gemara Brachot says, people go to Shir and don't know what's going on. They get schar for running to Shir. They get schar for trying to get a place for Kvod HaTorah. They don't get schar for learning it, because the schar of Limud Torah is actually comprehending it. Therefore, if the kid who the Rebbe hates, and he hates the Rebbe, as long as the kid knows what's flying and he gets kabs to pshat the Rebbe, the Talmud gets schar of Limud Torah. And the Talmud who doesn't understand, he gets schar for trying to understand, But for Talmud Torah itself, he doesn't get. Because what's the principle of Talmud Torah? Understanding. Says the Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, the getter of Kriyat HaTorah is Talmud Torah B'tzibor. Talmud Torah B'rabin. It's learning Torah together. And what's the key part of Talmud Torah together? Havana, understanding. And therefore, if a person is asleep, with all due respect, maybe he's in a good place, better sleep in the shir room than in the dormitory, maybe not. All right, but the point though is, there's no Havana, there's no Talmud Torah here. And therefore, because the 10 people for laning is not only for Davar Shebedusha, it's also to the Mafsher, to enable Talmud Torah of the Rabbim, the person's asleep, it's not happening. All right? So therefore, one second, therefore we see, according to both Pshatim and the Soloveitchik family, that even though the Mechaber is Mekel as far as Tefillah is concerned, but when it comes to laning, you have to be awake. Either because Mamon Har Sinai, as the Feldman mentioned, or the Moshe Soloveitchik's Pshat needs Talmud Torah of the Rabbin, which means awakeness and Havana. Yes, yes.
Sorry.
No, please, please.
Does that mean that in order to be, you would say, priest or you have to understand
Oh, yeah, fair. Okay, so different darkness. There's also a difference between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebalpeh. Because Torah Shebichtav is the chefsa of the words. That even a very small level, you get something. Torah Shebalpeh is more and more involved. But there has to be some type of Havana. Some type of, and a person, whatever, if a person's asleep, he doesn't have that, he hasn't hit that level. Yes?
Just kind of like a follow-up to what you were saying.
Yeah.
When I heard the story, mm-hmm. I actually heard it like a week ago, that Rav Soloveitchik actually said that it was like the idea of Shmiah. That the idea that you hear it, so the guy who's sleeping is not hearing it,
Bechal. Right.
So, like, maybe that's a little...
Right, that's the third shot, Nechon. You have to, at least, you need to get a Shmiah for your Talmud Torah. You're asleep, it's not happening. Very good. Yishar Koach, okay? Very good. Okay, now, I want to sum up with... so let's just sum up, and then we'll see what Shlomo Zalman Orbach says. It's a fascinating thing. That... So basically like this. We have one major chakira, which is global. A person who is asleep, is it pshat that he's basically here but not completely, or he's gone, he took a trip? According to the Mechaber, but he's even in Hakot Adir Mikdash, this is Hesach Hadass, you're basically here, you're not completely here, you're basically here, we can count. According to Yaakov Emden, according to Tzfat Emet, according to Taz, you are gone, you took a trip, you were out of the ballpark, you don't count. That's the global nafkamina, the global chakira. On a another chakira is, if you can wake somebody up and you don't, does that make things worse or better? According to the Mechaber, it's basically okay. Because you have the potential to do it, is to a degree, it's as if it took place. Whereas the Taz is the exact opposite. You can fix something, you don't fix it, it's worse. Oh, and the third thing is, the metaphysical, is the Ruach Tumah of sleep, which basically everybody agrees to. Is there a holding action of the Rabbim on that? That's one possible thing. And then even if you say that the Kedusha went away, so what? Is a person asleep? Is he much worse than the guy that eats cheeseburgers or not? Chalil Chas. Okay, now, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in fact, I want to tell a story I heard a few weeks ago, a very beautiful thing about Shlomo Zalman before we start. It took place, it was in Baltimore for Shabbos, Parsha Lech Lecha. So get ready for this. In Baltimore, in the Shomer Emuna community, anybody from Baltimore? Where are you diving? Ah, so you know. All right, so Dr. Lassen. My friend David Levy takes him this year. All right, there's a wonderful man there who has grandchildren who learn to solve him, Dr. Lassen. And he, for over 30 years, there is a shir every Shabbos morning. The people, they wake up, they dive at 7 o'clock in Shabbos morning. Then they go to the 7-8 different houses. They have a rotation. They make Kiddush. They eat. And then they have a shir for like an hour, and they do about an amud a day. And now they're finishing up a ksubas. So there's a fellow named Michal Chazon, who lives in Har Nof, who's a contractor there. And he was there, and he gives daf yomi in his shul. So he said the following story of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. That him and his partner, they had a shayla. They went to Shlomo Zalman, they talked about it. In the middle of it, there was a case in the Maguda, of the Ravad Yerlav, Maguda stories, and Shlomo Zalman requested their mechila to answer their Guna question. He got back, and can you imagine outdoors asking your mechila and that. And then, when they're walking them out, so Michal Chazon, he noticed that the railing going up to the house of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, his apartment in Shari Chesed, Yerushalayim, it was shaky. So he said to the Rav, you should know about this. And Rav Shlomo says, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. It's saving people. It's Pikuach Nefesh. And I'll take care of it. So Michal Chazon said, Kvod HaRav, you understand? Tomorrow morning, I will send one of my workers, and he'll take care of it. The Rav shouldn't take care of this. So Shlomo Zalman said, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Listen to me. What will happen? If tomorrow you send somebody to fix my railing, 2 days from now, someone will fix my kitchen. And 3 days from now, someone will fix my porch. And it's very, very, very tzanua home, very, very small. And you know what? I like the way I live, Baruch Hashem. I don't need these changes. Right? Sadr Shlomo Zalman. He's happy with what he had, and he had time to mamash come get other. All right, now let's see Shlomo Zalman inside. Likha Shlomo. All right. Yesh ladun miruat chaveiro yashen. It's in the morning, guy's sleeping. It's almost Sosman Kriyat Shema or Sosman Tefillah. In Mutalav Lakitso, you have to wake him up. Kidei she speak with Kayim Mitzvah. Should you wake him up so you can Kayim the Mitzvah? Vine, Mitzada Svara Nira Barur. Dimikara Din Bishash Dan Yashayin Eidelav Chiyuv Kriyat Shema Tefillah. Reuzet Oske Shota Gamor. It's totally off the charts. Sounds like Muhammad, like we're going to see Yaakov Emden. Sounds like the Taz. Sounds like the Sfat Emet. Lo yeneh shal zeh shalot alo. We shouldn't be told by the same mission on the zoo. He won't get punished for not davening or saying Kriyat Shema. He's on us. He's not here. V'chein. Haroi yesh adem yeshein alav. Begit shal arba knafot. Ein od tzarech lavi. You really have to wake him up. Ki b'shah zu. Ein alav shum. Chiyuv ala til tzitzis. He has no one tzitzis now. He's potter. Sounds like Rav Yaakov Emden. Oh, four lines to the bottom. Ukamokein. Le'enyan sukkah. Nira de Isra Shayna Michutz Suka Lo Nemar El Adam Neor Bishash Nishkav Lishon. What's the mitzvah? The issue of not sleeping in the sukkah is that when you go to sleep, those 5 minutes when you're getting ready to go to sleep, where you do that? Do you go to sleep in the sukkah or outside of the sukkah? All right, that's the make or break, because then you're awake and then you're making a conscious decision to either sleep in the sukkah or outside of the sukkah. Chila Ulam Mishikva Yashen. The Eino Bar Chiyuva Ufatur Min HaMitzvot Yesh Ladun. We should judge She Eino Chayev Klav Mitzvot Sukkah Bota Sha'a Mutar Lotziyo Tochnish Neto Min HaSukkah. Because now, once you're already sleeping, you're not being Mekami in any mitzvah because you're asleep. But what did Yaakov Emden say? You're asleep, nothing, no schar, no onesh. And now look at this case. Number 5. Echein Aragon of Yosef Kahanim and Zal, Hagabe of Beit and the Panovich, Halach Lamayis Yeshiva Panovich. What happened? Panovich Yeshiva of Bnei Brak, 1950s. No late night buses from Yerushalayim. So you had the boys in Bnei Brak learning Yeshiva, the boys from Yerushalayim. They came to Simchat Yeshua in Chol HaMoed Sukkot to Bnei Brak and Panovich. And it was 11:30. Some guys went to sleep. 11:30, went to sleep. Okay, the sukkah was not gigantic. Now it's 2 o'clock in the morning, so those guys who were dancing even more, now they want to go to sleep. There's not enough room in the sukkah, so what do? So Rav Kahanim and Zatzal said, you can take the boys who are asleep, transport them to the dormitory, because there's no Avera. There's no mitzvah either. Rather, it's 1:30 in the morning. They're not Mekayim in the mitzvah, they're asleep. The mitzvah they were Mekayim was this 5 minutes from 11:30, 11:35, when they went to sleep. But now that they're already asleep, there's no mitzvah. There's no avera either. As long as they didn't know they're going to be transported, it's only worth 1 year, all right? You can move them to the dormitory. Because the guys who are awake right now, who are going to go to sleep, they have the mitzvah of going to sleep in the sukkah. Because once they're already asleep, it's all over. There's no mitzvah, no avera. Okay? Oh, so that's it. But let's take a look at the bottom paragraph on the left. Miu. Let's say it's Shabbos morning, Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, Koheles. So it's a little bit, it's not as difficult as staying awake on Rut on Shavuos morning, but it's not the easiest thing. So say a person fell asleep in Shul and he wanted to be awake for Koheles, you don't have to wake him up. He's on us. Right now, Miu, however, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Linya Nid on the Dan, our case, Nira, Divadai Ra'oi, it's proper, Shikitsenu, Mishina Telkade, Shikra, Kriyat Shema, Vipalel, Da'av, She'enel of Chiyuv Klav, Loyne Shalzeh, Shaloy, Palel, Mishum, Bitol, Seidon, So, Mikomakom, Svaro, it's logical, Shis, Zakoto, Shalulav, Sikiyu, Mitzak, Kriyat Shema, Tfila, and it's different than the Sukkah. All right, so what does he say here? It's like this, is that Lamaisa, as assuming a person wants to kind of mitzvot, you should wake him up as a favor. Oh, so you can say Kriyat Shema, but Mikra Din, you're puffed. So basically, Rav Shlomo Zalman looks like he's in the camp of the Taz, Rav Yaakov Emden, Sfat Emet, when you sleep, you are gone. Okay, as opposed to Mechaber, that basically you are over here. So B'zah Hashem, we should B'zah Hashem be awake, and kind of learn lots of Torah, and kind of many mitzvot, and even sleeping, use our sleep for the right things, B'zah Hashem to get our kochot, so we can really serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Good things. Guys, it's a pleasure, and we should go to it together. Yes, yeah, well, to a degree, yes. There's no mock. Yeah.
Maybe.
There will. There's definitely some overlap.
Stop the pause.
Do you know what the Torah teacher is on?
No, it's about davening.